We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show, and what a show we have for us. We're going to be doing some previews of some music I'm very, very proud of from the Trussin Bird Band. We got a very special guest in the studio. Never thought it would happen, but we'll introduce him in just a second. Mason Dixon is with us. How are you, Mason Dixon?
I'm doing real good there, Rob Dog. How about you?
I'm doing pretty well. I've had a pretty good week. A lot of fantastic things happening and some great weather this last week. It's a lot of sunshine. And of course, Laura Russin in the studio. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning.
Well, okay, well, and the guest of honor is the musical man of mystery. It is Trussin of the Trussin Bird Band. We really is Tom Russin, who is an awesome musician, and he's very, very talented, and I'm just going to keep running on about how good you are. But no, Tom is awesome, and we just released an album, and Tom's in because we're going to do some previewing of the music today. So good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning. Thank you, Rob.
Is that where that Trussin comes from, Tom Russin?
And I never know that. There you go. I thought we actually let you in on that.
Don't remember? Wait, if I did, I forgot.
Yeah, I guess I saw it in an email. T. Russin and I came up with Trussin, and he was trying to be incognito. But then we said we were going to make a song together, and we made a song, and I said, hey, why don't we make an EP? And then we had 5 songs made. I said, you know, we've already got some other stuff heading towards a full album. Why don't we just do, Tom's like, 10? I said, no, 11 is a good number. So we set out to get 11, and we hit 12.
Crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I bet you're already working on your second album.
I've talked to Tom, as a matter of fact, about that yesterday. But but we're doing videos right now, so we're having a good time doing that. But we want to get the other things out of the way quickly. Moondogshow.com. Check out if you want to learn them. See the last 5 episodes and
see. No, you got a video.
My video head is. Yeah, oh, it gets in the way of the radio.
It's a listening to podcast.
It is, but it's on the website, so you see it. It's there in front of you on the screen. It's a tough one. That's hard to really figure out if you're listening or seeing.
Except you didn't like record video. Some podcasts, they do that, and some radio shows, they have the video. You can actually watch them on the air. We don't do that.
No, I get what you're saying, but you really are always looking at a screen when you press the play button. Yeah, Laura.
We did do that, though, once, didn't we? We did a little podcast.
More than once.
Yeah.
More than once.
I never seen them, though. I don't think they ever got released.
He had it up here. He had cameras in the studio.
Right. We did that. So, yeah. But with all that being said, we just cranked out the album, which we've been working on for three and a half months here.
What's the name of it?
It's called the Trussin Bird Band Release the Grill. Yeah.
Silence.
That's the quietest it's ever been in here.
Yeah. And I mean, Laura just spiked out. I think all of our ears are.
That was
pretty funny, though.
I'm just looking at everybody. Nobody's saying anything because
I thought he might want to add, because this is pre recorded. I thought he might want to add like an accent, like dun dun dun, something like that.
Dun dun dun.
With music. Maybe you can get Tom here to play saxophone.
I'm probably not going to do that just because, I mean, I'm a busy guy.
Every time they say, release the grill, and then you can have a little saxophone thing.
Yeah. Did you bring your horn, Tom?
No.
No, okay, well.
Oh, too bad. That would have been good. We could have played some live music, wake up South Haven on a Saturday morning.
Well, we certainly could, but we're not going to play live, but we are going to preview some of the album, which I don't even know if we have enough time to do it in this segment, and then we have to talk to Rob Slantz from UFC Tree Care in the next segment. So let's just get all that kind of stuff out of the way, and then once we do that, we'll have 4 segments to be able to preview some music. So anything going down there good at Captain Nemo's that we need to know about?
Well, Mason was saying something happened at
Mason
Nemo's.
Mason had a story.
Mason had a story.
Yeah, so I had some, let's just call them clients, that was out there at Rooster's Place in Grand Junction. And they were saying, hey, we going into South Haven. You recommend any place to eat? And I said, oh, you got to go to Captain Nemo's down there, right down there on Phoenix Street. And I said, hey, you want to save money? You mentioned the secret word, waffle cone. That'll give you 10% off.
Yeah.
And that's on the Rob Bird, the moondogshow.com. It says right there.
Yeah.
You know, so they tried that, except I think they got confused when I said it's a secret word. So they was trying to act like they was trying to get into the speakeasy, like using it in the sentence. They're sort of like, and by the way, we'll take that in a waffle cone, and they're kind of confused down there.
So, I'm sure.
They had to say 3 times. Finally, when they was checking out, they said, we mentioned waffle cone, and they're like, yeah, well, I don't understand. And they said, we supposed to get a discount. And I said, I don't know nothing about a discount. And then they said, who told you about a discount? And that's when they said, well, Rob Bird. And, you know, I said that they can mention your name if it didn't work.
Right.
And then it worked. Then it worked.
Then they knew that, yeah, was okay. So,
but I'm thinking, wouldn't that be fun if you had like a, one of them speakeasy phrases like the trussing bird flies under a waffle cone or something like that. And then,
okay. Long as it doesn't fly on top of the waffle cone, that's
yeah.
okay.
And it comes with little brown sprinkles.
I don't know. I'm just thinking you might want to have one of them.
I actually kind of like that idea to do the Trussin' Bird waffle cone with chocolate sprinkles.
Well, we do have South Haven Rocks. They're little candies that look like rocks, but, you know, we could sprinkle that on top. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So what do you, you know, Tom, you spend most of your time behind the grill. What do you That's think right. about that stuff up front of not knowing waffle cone?
I stay out of the front as much as I can.
Mm-hmm. And I this other day I was at Captain Nemo's and I saw this guy who was actually, you were out in the, talking to people, and I was almost confused about that.
Yeah. That's my brother.
That's him. Uh-huh. Every once in a while
there
he
was
comes
a lot
out.
Of Russins that day. Roger, Steve, Tom, Brian Brumball, which they came up with a great idea that we're going to talk about a little later for a show in June.
Okay. We got shows in June already we're talking about. All right. Well, yeah, and that, which is pretty cool because I know someone else we're working on shows. And actually, this is getting to be a season where we're extra, extra busy. We're talking about shooting music videos. We might be going halfway across the country to shoot a couple. Who knows? We don't quite know exactly what's going on just yet, but things look kind of fun. Yeah,
very.
We've got several that we're going to be shooting here in South Haven, right in town. And we're not going to give times or whatever, but I'm telling you, we're gonna have a little fun. What do you think about that, Mason Dixon?
I think that sounds good.
All right, yeah. You think that'd be fun?
I think
fun?
You should tell people about it, though.
It'd be like Serenity Now.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can't really tell too much about it right now because we're just in the stages of making plans. Although on the 25th on Tuesday of May, we will be shooting a music video in two places in South Haven. I'm not telling you where they are or what times we're doing them, but we will be shooting a music video on that day in two businesses in South Haven.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I really expected more than that, but...
that's why yeah, Tom should yeah. have his saxophone and can right. play that accent.
Right. Well, when we come back, we need to talk to Rob Slenson, and after that, we'll be talking a little bit more to the quiet one over there, Tom Russin, about some of the music that we came up with and kind of how much fun we had doing it on Rob Bird's Boondog Show.